Thank you very much. It is indeed very sweet and kind of you to receive my humble efforts in so appreciative manner. I can assure you that I am indeed very grateful. And were it not from the fact that I am suffering from a slight cold, the result of having sit in a draught last night. Yes, we had the keg right in the doorway. I sat in the draught most of the evening. Consequently, I am a little indisposed. Otherwise, I would be only too pleased to sing you 30 or 40 more songs. But it is a physical impossibility. But I am going to get a little confidential this afternoon and tell you exactly why I am in your city this week. I really have a double motive in being here. The first object being that I am desirous of obtaining the coin of the realm, which will be forthcoming on Saturday evening next for my efforts upon the rostrum here this week. Yes. Secondly, I have a son who is going to a college near this city. I can't say that I'm altogether pleased with the way he's getting along. So I made up my mind while I was here I would kill two birds with one stone. Go out to the school, investigate matters, and see if I could find out what has delayed him. So I went out the other evening and met the boy. I said, "My son, I'm not altogether pleased with the progress you've made here. You may be a most excellent football or baseball player, but for the amount of currency that I am coughing up annually, I want something besides athletics for mine. And in the morning, I'm going over to the college to see the dean, see if I can find out what the trouble is." "Well," he said, "I'll tell you, Dad. If you're going over to the college tomorrow to see the dean, don't mention my name, will you?" "Why," I said, "are you ashamed of your name?" "Oh, no," he said, "quite the contrary. I'm very proud of it." "But," he said, "the fact of the matter is, since you were a boy, since you went to school, things have changed. They have a different system nowadays. He says, we go by numbers. My number is 36. "Oh," I said, "that's different. Your explanation is as clear as mud." However, I went over the next day and I met the dean. He wore eyeglasses. He had on some other clothing, too, of course. He wasn't trying to just eyeglasses alone. I said, "Good morning." He said, "Good morning." I said, "I'm the father of 36. "Well, what do you want, a party rape?" said he. He also added, "Come on and have a drink. I'm the father of 15 myself."